The title charge gets even more interesting as two teams face off against each other. This is the It's Football Day podcast, episode number 153.
Let's have some fun.
Football Day.
Now, we didn't record last week. Purely for the reason that not much was going on, as well as the fact that I was at a wedding, Ryan was in Ireland. So a lot's been going on in our lives, but all we had to watch was two shitty little England matches, and not that much to talk about, other than Wales haven't made it to the Euros. Poland made it instead in their qualifiers. But we did play along with the Super Six regardless on the Sky Sports app, and we're going to go through those results today and then talk about what has happened over the Premier League over the weekend. And then we have some midweek fixtures this week. So first of all, we had a game between Spurs and Luton, which obviously and Ryan actually don't know what each of us predicted, but we know the scores. So first of all, I went with 3-1 and it turned out to be 2-1.
And it turned out to be, like you said, 2-1. Luton taking the lead early in this one. And then, yeah, Spurs just with a comeback in a game that they, I think, were always going to win. But it was closer than seemed.
Yeah, definitely. Spurs are doing this a lot recently. They're coming back into the game. They're, you know, going one down and then they're having to win it late on. We saw them do it against Sheffield United, especially against these lower league teams, they seem to do it. But Son popping up with a goal. The big change for Spurs was Brennan Johnson coming on. When he came on, they were brilliant. Like, they seemed to attack more. Timo Werner had, once again, about 25 chances and couldn't bury them. But Luton went up really early, like third minute, Chahif Chong after a Barkley assist. And then Spurs turned it on in the second half, 51st minute, and then an 86th minute winner. Left late like they have done recently. And
yeah,
they end up getting the 3 points.
And then we had next was in Super Six this weekend. It was Chelsea versus Burnley. And yeah, this was an absolute horror show of a game. We've drawn against 10 men. Yeah, we're just relying on Cole Palmer. Like, I can only imagine where we would be if we didn't have Cole Palmer. I think it's time for, well, I say just ride out the rest of the season with Poch and then get rid of him, because, yeah, it's time for him to go. You can't be drawing at home to Burnley when they have a man less and we've taken the lead at one point against the 10 men. Absolutely shocking. And yeah, season's finished. We've got the FA Cup still. But yeah, it means playing at Wembley, so we haven't really. Curtains, mate. Curtains. Next season. Bring it on.
So the actual result was 2-0 Chelsea-Burnley. I went with a 2-0 Chelsea win. It's right at all. I'm going to imagine you went with a Chelsea win as well, because it's what everyone's expecting.
Yeah, but nope.
Yeah. Well, next up, we had the half five kickoff on the Saturday night, which was a derby of sorts. Aston Villa versus Wolves. I said derby of sorts. This is a big derby. It's not quite, you know, Villa West Brom or Wolves West Brom, but it is still a Birmingham derby, Midlands derby almost. So I went with a hotly contested 1-1, seeing as how Gary O'Neill's men have been doing really well. And we didn't know if Watkins was going to be starting, but he did. But he did go off after 45 minutes. However, Villa still came out victorious 2-0. But I did go 1-1, so I got no point here.
I got 2 points here. I predicted Villa would win, but I said they'd win 2-1 and it finished 2-0. So a couple points in the bag still.
Next up was the 8 p.m. kickoff on a Saturday. We were treated to a lovely little 8 p.m. kickoff. Brentford versus Manchester United. And the last time Man U went to the GTEC Community Stadium was very famous. Was it 4 or 5-0?
4-0, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horror to
show.
Brentford.
They were absolutely horrible there. I remember that game. It was like, when's it going to end? I think it was all in the first half as well that they got all four goals. But this game was absolutely painful. Man United were woeful. I think Brentford had like an XG of 3. Tony hit the post, had a goal ruled out as well. And it was like, looked like it was always coming for Brentford. And then Mason Mount pops up right at the end in like the 96th minute, I want to say.
Yeah, it was 96th.
Scores
yeah.
What looks to surely be a winner. And then right at the death in the 99th minute, Brentford get one back. Deservedly so as well. So I don't think Man United fans would be complaining, because I think they probably should have lost this game. So they've come away with a point. But yeah, I don't really know. Man U, they're hot and they're cold, aren't they?
That's exactly it, because their last game that we watched them play was that absolute massive result against Liverpool in the FA Cup. Like, they did so well to come back and then win that game. To then see them be really poor and lackluster against the Brentford team, who are struggling for points and goals. And the way they played was just horrific. Like, they were awful all over the park.
Exactly.
I did go for a 1-0 Man United win. So for it to be 1-1, no points for me. What was your prediction?
I predicted 2-1 to United. So I would have got 2 points if they hadn't got that equaliser at the end, Brentford. But yeah, nothing here. And then in the next game, Liverpool versus Brighton. I predicted 3-1 to Liverpool and it finished 2-1. So a couple points here. Danny Welbeck with a fucking belter of a goal within the first 2 minutes to take the lead. And then who got the second goal? Oh, Luis Diaz got the first goal or second goal in the game. And then Salah. I was worried about Salah because I didn't have him in fantasy this weekend. And I was just like, oh God, please just keep quiet. And then I think in the 60, 70th minute, he gets his goal, as he does, and a great ball from McAllister, former Brighton player, of course, to set up what was then the winner in, huge victory for Liverpool. Seeing as the... Well, what did you predict in this one? I got 2 points.
So I got 2 as well, but I went with 3-2. So I was, again, closer than just being one goal in it.
Close.
But I did think he would have quite a few goals in it. Salah should have had about 4 or 5 with the amount of chances he had.
He really should have.
And it did seem like it wasn't going to be his day. But like you said, McAllister was running things in that part. Ever since Endo's got back from the Asia Cup, McAllister's played a little bit more forward. And he has been brilliant, dictating that play, passing it off to Diaz and Salah, hitting Nunes as well. So I might get McAllister in my team if we're going to talk FPL in a bit. But he might be coming into my team. But I did get 2 points here.
Ooh.
And then we have the final game, the big, big one, which we were hoping wouldn't disappoint. Unfortunately, I feel like it did. It was two very good teams that neither of them wanted to lose. Obviously, that result before Liverpool-Brighton put Liverpool back on top of the table, 2 points ahead of Arsenal and 3 points ahead of City. And then in this game, I went with a 1-1. What did you go with?
I went for a 2-1 to City. I expected there to be a winner. I wasn't 100% sure who, but I think missing Stones and Walker maybe cost them a little bit, but I don't know, being two defenders. But do you know what? I actually didn't see the game.
Fun fact, me either. I didn't watch the full game. I've watched extended highlights, but I was actually busy at the time and I couldn't get back for it.
Yeah. Same, I literally couldn't watch it. But by the sounds of it, I think we've been blessed because this sounded like the worst massive game ever. And I've watched the highlights and it's just like balls bobbling around a bit here and there and people, Jesus chance, Ake chance. I don't think we missed anything. And I think, Liverpool will be rubbing their hands together with both of them dropping points. And Liverpool, just looking at the running for all three, kind of opening up a little bit for them. And I think it's going to be super close. It's all dependent on the Spurs results against all three of them. I think Spurs are going to decide probably who wins the title still. I've just never really considered Liverpool of I've always considered them in the three in the race, but I've just never imagined them winning it this season. I've always thought it's going to be City that pip Arsenal and Liverpool will be close somewhat.
But it's a weird one because I have the exact same thought. I think where Liverpool were so far off last season and Arsenal were close to City for large parts of it, they just couldn't hold on towards the end. I have always just thought, City are going to do what they normally do for the past 3 years. No one's ever won 4 in a row, but I have a feeling they'll do it. And then Arsenal would just be behind and then Liverpool would just be behind them. But Liverpool have a really, really good chance. They're playing some good football. They do concede every game pretty much. I'm pretty sure, was it like they haven't clean sheet in 9 they games do. Or they something do. Like that?
They haven't last 7 at home, they've kept 1 clean sheet. It's not good because I've got Virgil van Dijk at the back and he's obviously great, but he's only great really when they keep a clean sheet. He can pop up with a goal, but yeah. 9 times out of 10 when he does score, they've already conceded in that game anyway. But 0-0, shocking game by the looks of it, so I'm glad we didn't miss anything. So in total, I've got 6 points for this Super Six.
Yeah, I got the exact same 6 points. No, okay. So you are still 18 points ahead of me at the moment. You are still flying. Yeah, you were so far ahead of me, like towards the start. I mean, in terms of our leaderboard on the actual Super Six app, I'm flying ahead of you, but that's because you forgot to do it right at the start of the season. I have 351 points. You have 167.
I always forget.
What's the comeback? But yeah, so that wraps up the Super Six for the weekend just gone. We will talk about a couple of more games because there was a very, very exciting game, including my team and some relegation rivals. So, Newcastle United versus West Ham. It was the palate cleanser, the start of the weekend, the 12:30 kickoff, and it was fucking 4-3 to Newcastle United. What a game this was.
Mate, talk to me, because I was watching this game, and then when it got to 3-1 West Ham, turned it off and headed out. And then as I was out, I checked my phone, and it was just like you lot all blowing up, other groups blowing up, like Roe being a big West Ham season ticket holder fan that he is, just being like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was just like, what is it, like 6-1 now or something? They refreshed it, and it was like red cards, 4-3. I was like,
yeah, so essentially, so a rundown of it. We go 1-0 up from a penalty early on, 8 minutes in. A bit of a controversial penalty. I, at the time, my sound weren't working, so I couldn't work out why we had a penalty because Anthony Gordon looked offside, but I know it hit the West Ham player, and essentially Anthony Gordon's deemed not to be in the phase of play. So even though he then comes back and gets the ball and is tackled, we got given a penalty. So yeah, we go 1-0 up for a penalty. We then get an injury in the form of Jamal Lascelles. We've since found out he is going to be out for 9 months with an ACL tear similar to Sven Botman. So fantastic news. He's going to be tough to sell in the summer. And then what happened is, rather than bring on a like-for-like replacement in Dan Burn, because we don't have a good centre-back in the middle, we should have put Dan Burn at the left centre-back, then brought Lewis Hall on left-back. But what we did is we brought on Emil Kraft at right-back, put Livramento over on left-back, then Dan Burn in the middle. So out of our four at the back, we changed three of them in one quick change, which meant we lost all composure. And Paqueta plays a lovely through ball to Toto. He nets it. Kudos does an absolutely incredible bit of skill. He's such a tricky little player. I love watching him. And yeah, absolutely rocketed one home. Dubravka probably should get a stronger hand, but it is what it is. So we go into the halftime, 2-1 down. Straight away, second half, Bowen scores 3 minutes into the second half. And we're like, we are struggling. We then make some changes, bring on Almiron, Lewis Hall. Almiron then goes off injured, and we are just like, we can't catch a break. We get a very, very, very controversial penalty. Calvin Phillips goes to clear the ball. Anthony Gordon puts his foot in the way and then swipes him, goes down, given as a penalty. I think it's a very controversial one. But what is not controversial is Harvey Barnes comes on in the 70th minute, and Harvey Barnes with the equaliser, and then Harvey Barnes with the winner.
Oh, what a game. What a goal that was to win it as well. The fucking scene, the limbs.
At the Gallagher, absolutely unbelievable. And then just to top it off, what's the one thing a great game like this is missing? A red card.
Anthony
Gordon gets sent for a second yellow because he stupidly kicks the ball away when he got an earlier yellow.
So stupid. Yeah. So stupid.
But we are riddled with injuries, but this is a massive, massive result for us. It keeps us only 1 point behind West Ham in seventh now. So we're 1 point behind them. They're in seventh. We're in eighth. Obviously, with Brighton losing, Wolves losing, and Chelsea drawing, we are now eighth and fighting for Europe. We've got Everton tomorrow night. Then we have... who do we have next? Oh, I can't remember who we've got next, but I think it's like another relatively easy team before we play Spurs. So
yeah, let's have it. Let's have it.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I think, well, are there any other games from the weekend to brush up on?
Sheffield United drew 3-3 to Fulham, which was a big shock, to be fair. Yeah, again, another one. Sheffield United were 3-1 up with minutes to go. And then Fulham scoring the 86th minute and 93rd minute. Muniz got on the score sheet, which was great because I had him in my team. It was a lovely goal as well. Yeah, Sidgett, no, beautiful.
I did see that. It's an absolute belter of a goal. Yeah.
But other than that, not really. Like, I mean, it's Nottingham Forest 1-0 against Crystal Palace and Bournemouth beat Everton 2-1. Oh, Everton, actually. No. Did you see this? Everton scored in the 60th scored in the 64th minute and then Everton equalised in the 87th and then went and scored an own goal in the 91st minute to lose the game.
Couldn't happen to a nice
team. They can't catch a break. Well, we played them, so hopefully that's a big... We play them tomorrow, so hopefully that's a big, you know, dent in their... A chink in their armour. But before we predict the games for this weekend... since we've got a couple more minutes, we are going to quickly talk about FPL. So the average was 47 this week. I managed 56. I brought on Anthony Gordon in this week. He got three assists and then got a red card.
Mixed emotions for that one. I managed to pick up 57. I was saved by the bell with Son as my captain because he scored a goal and then that gave him three bonus points as well. So that goal effectively was like 16 points in one. Plus the other points he got anyway from, you know, just playing and stuff. So, yeah, I was saved by that, man. Because we've got a Tuesday deadline tomorrow, I made my transfers really early because there's, like, loads of price changes and I just missed out on being able to do Son to Salah, which really annoyed me because I had the money and then I lost it by 0.1 mil. So I thought, well, fuck it, let's have some proper damage to the team. So I had two transfers anyway, but I've took a -4 and I've brought in Salah for Garnacho. I've took out Watkins for Mateta and then I took out Virgil van Dijk for Bradley, which does seem a bit of a weird one, Liverpool. But like you said, they're struggling to keep clean sheets, but they are against Sheffield, so I do need a Liverpool defender. But Virgil van Dijk's like 2.5 mil more than Bradley. So I was like, well, I might as well swap him and hope Virgil van Dijk doesn't score like a header or something. But I got to have Salah. So I managed to get Salah for captain. I've kept Son as well, which I'm really happy with. And then I've got Haaland as well. So pretty stacked.
Yeah, so I am about to do my changes in a moment. I'm thinking of taking out Watkins and Foden. Going to take a points hit. Take out Watkins and Foden. Bring in Salah in the midfield and then a shit striker up top if I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I
was tempted to free hit because I still have mine because I didn't use it for the double game week. But yeah, I'm probably not going to this week, but it will be coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, speaking of that game week then, let's do Super 6 for the midweek games. And we have Newcastle versus Everton for the first game tomorrow at 7:30. I'm going with 2-0 to Newcastle.
I've also backed a 2-0 win at home. Can't see Everton scoring. I think we'll have good momentum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we've got Forest and Fulham tomorrow as well. I think Fulham will pinch this. So I've said 2-1 Fulham.
I've said 1-0 Fulham.
Nice. Then the quarter past 8 game, West Ham versus Spurs. That'd be a good game. I've said 3-1 to Spurs.
I've gone 2-2 Spurs. Oh, I say 2-2 Spurs, just 2-2
nice,
in general.
Good draw, win for Spurs.
Good win for Spurs. I'm gonna go 2-2. I think West Ham. Kudus looks really, really good. I think they will bounce back from bottling it. And I just think this is a big rivalry for West Ham, bigger than it is for Spurs. So I reckon, 2-2.
Nice. Arsenal Luton. I think Arsenal will bounce back after, you know, goalless draw. 3-0 to Arsenal.
I've gone 3-1. Luton have a bit of scoring one goal, so I just hope,
yeah,
I think
true.
They will.
True. Brentford, Brighton, I've said 2-2. I think it'll be a good game.
I've gone with 1-0 Brentford. I think they'll get... They looked really good against Man U. I know Brighton are a little bit better drilled, but I think they might scrape a little 1-0 win.
All right, nice. And then the final game, City-Villa. City will be fine. They'll win that one 2-0.
I've gone 2-1 City. Obviously, the reverse fixture, Villa did pip them at Villa Park, but it's a very different Villa team at the moment. City obviously know they need to go out and win every game. So we will see what happens. But that wraps up the episode of It's Football Day Podcast 153. We appreciate you listening. We know it's only a shorter one this week, but the reason being, there's not too much to talk about. We want to get a quick episode in before the midweek fixtures, so we're not doing a 50-minute episode next week. So, we appreciate you listening. We'll be back on Friday to talk about the midweek fixtures. And, as always, we will
see you next time.